This reopens the battle from a half century ago, which tore the community apart in the fight over a new stadium, the Crossroads site downtown, or a dome stadium in Lancaster. Eventually, the decision was the current site in Orchard Park. The developer's proposal is what's called the Cobblestone District site, running east between Scott and Perry. Palladino says there are ways to cut the suggested billion-dollar cost of a new stadium.
A great part of that cost is building the parking that would be necessary to support the stadium. If we are smart, we'll recognize that there's 20,000 parking spaces in downtown Buffalo that are not really occupied during any periods of time that there are football games.
Palladino's Ellicott Development's a major investor in downtown and sees a downtown stadium as good for everyone downtown because using existing parking and the metro rail would spread visitors around, both arriving and departing. He says not building 20,000 parking spaces and ramps would knock hundreds of millions of dollars off the potential cost of the facility. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.